quote, copper, an element with a rich tapestry in human history, has been a cornerstone in the development of civilizations for thousands of years. Its malleability, conductivity, and aesthetic appeal have made it a highly sought-after resource. As McCartney, I am excited to delve into the intricate world of copper mining and its economic history, providing you with an insightful journey through time and across continents. Read more. Precious Cents. Unveiling the top 16 most valuable U.S. pennies. The dawn of copper mining. The story of copper mining begins in the Neolithic period. Humans discovered the utility of copper for making tools and ornaments. The first copper mines, which date back to around 8000 BC in Anatolia, mark the beginning of humanity's foray into metal extraction and use. The Chalcolithic period. During the Chalcolithic or Copper Age, approximately 5000 BC, societies began to transition from stone tools to those made of metal. Copper's relative abundance and ease of shaping made it a popular choice. The process of smelting copper from ores, a significant technological leap, enabled more efficient production and marked a pivotal moment in the history of metallurgy. Expansion and trade. The Bronze Age. With the advent of the Bronze Age, around 3000 BC, copper gained even more importance. The alloying of copper with tin to produce bronze brought forth a new era of tools and weapons. This period saw extensive mining activities, especially in regions rich in copper deposits like Cyprus, which became synonymous with the metal. Hence the origin of the term, Cyprium. Trade networks. Copper's value led to the establishment of extensive trade networks. For example, in the Mediterranean, trade routes developed to transport copper and tin from mines to different regions. This exchange fostered economic and cultural connections between distant civilizations. Technological advances and economic impacts. Mining techniques. Over centuries, mining techniques evolved from simple pit mines to more complex operations. The Romans, for instance, introduced advanced methods like hydraulic mining, which significantly increased copper production. Economic influence. Copper mining and trade had profound economic implications. It enabled the development of economies based on metalworking and trade, contributing to the wealth and power of empires. The control of copper mines often became a strategic objective, leading to conflicts and shifts in power dynamics. Thus, the early history of copper mining reveals a fascinating journey from humble beginnings to becoming a catalyst for economic and technological advancements. In the next section, we will explore the medieval period and the continued evolution of copper mining. Copper mining and its economic history. The medieval era. The medieval era. A new chapter in copper mining. As we continue our exploration, the medieval era stands out as a significant period in the history of copper mining. This era saw notable changes in mining techniques, management, and its impact on society. Advancements in mining techniques. During the medieval period, advancements in mining technology were remarkable. The introduction of water-powered machinery, such as water wheels for pumping out water from mines, revolutionized copper extraction. This period also saw the refinement of smelting processes, allowing for more efficient copper production. The rise of mining guilds. A noteworthy development in the medieval copper mining industry was the establishment of mining guilds. These guilds regulated the mining industry, set standards for ore processing, and provided a form of social security for miners. They played a crucial role in maintaining a skilled workforce and contributed to the economic stability of regions involved in copper mining. The economic and social impact. Trade and economy. Copper continued to be a valuable commodity, driving trade throughout Europe and beyond. The wealth generated from copper mining led to the growth of towns and cities, especially those located near significant mining sites. Copper coinage, introduced in various regions, facilitated trade and economic transactions. Social structure and labor. The labor force in copper mines consisted mainly of serfs and free miners. The conditions in the mines were harsh, and miners often faced significant risks. However, skilled miners were highly valued and could attain a certain level of social mobility. Copper mining in specific regions. The Harz Mountains. In Germany, the Harz Mountains became a notable center for copper mining. The wealth generated from these mines contributed significantly to the economy of the region, influencing local politics and culture. Scandinavia. In Scandinavia, particularly in Sweden, copper mining became increasingly important. The famous Falun mine, which began operations in the 13th century, became one of the largest copper mines in Europe. The medieval era was a pivotal time for copper mining, characterized by technological advancements, economic growth, and social change. In the next part, we will explore the transition to modern times, where industrialization and global expansion further transformed the world of copper mining. Copper mining and its economic history. The era of industrialization. The onset of industrialization. As we embark on the final leg of our journey through the history of copper mining, the era of industrialization stands as a monumental phase. This period, beginning in the late 18th century, brought transformative changes to copper mining through technological innovations and global trade expansion. Technological breakthroughs. The Industrial Revolution introduced groundbreaking technologies that drastically altered copper mining. Steam engines, for instance, provided the power to operate deep mine shafts and process ore more efficiently. This era also witnessed the introduction of dynamite, which significantly expedited the excavation process. Improved smelting techniques. Advances in metallurgy during this period led to improved smelting techniques. The development of processes like froth flotation enhanced the purity of copper ore and increased yields. These advancements made copper mining more profitable and efficient. Expansion of global trade. The rise of American and African mines. The 19th century saw the rise of significant copper mining operations in the Americas and Africa. The United States, with its vast deposits in states like Arizona and Michigan, emerged as a major copper producer. In Africa, countries like Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo became key players in the copper mining industry. The impact on global trade. The expansion of copper mining to new regions had a profound impact on global trade. Copper became a vital commodity in international markets, influencing trade policies and economic relationships between nations. Economic and social transformations. Industrial demand and economic growth. The industrial demand for copper, driven by its use in electrical wiring, telecommunications, and construction, led to substantial economic growth in mining regions. This demand also spurred innovations in transportation, such as railroads, to facilitate the movement of copper ore. The social landscape. The boom in copper mining brought about significant social changes. Mining towns sprang up around mines, creating new communities and job opportunities. However, this era also saw the rise of labor movements as miners sought better working conditions and fair wages. Environmental considerations. With the industrialization of copper mining, environmental impacts became increasingly apparent. Large-scale mining operations led to deforestation, soil erosion, and water pollution, raising concerns about sustainable mining practices. The era of industrialization marked a profound shift in copper mining, characterized by technological advancements, global trade expansion, and significant economic and social transformations. This period set the stage for the modern copper mining industry, shaping its practices and challenges. This exploration of copper mining and its economic history, from ancient times through the era of industrialization, reveals a fascinating narrative of human ingenuity, economic development, and social change. McCartney hopes that this journey has provided you with a deeper understanding and appreciation of the vital role copper has played in our shared history. FAQ for Copper Mining and Its Economic History. Q1. What is the historical significance of copper mining? A1. Copper mining has been significant since the Neolithic period, marking the beginning of human metal extraction and use. It played a crucial role in the transition from the Stone Age to the Copper and Bronze Ages, influencing technological advancements and the development of early civilizations. Q2. How did copper mining evolve during the medieval era? A2. During the medieval era, advancements in mining technology, like water-powered machinery and improved smelting processes, revolutionized copper extraction. This period also saw the rise of mining guilds, which regulated the industry and contributed to economic stability in mining regions. Q3. What was the impact of copper mining on medieval economies and societies? A3. Copper mining drove trade, leading to the growth of towns and cities near significant mining sites. It also influenced social structures, with mining labor comprising mainly of serfs and free miners. The wealth from mining contributed to regional economic development and the minting of copper coinage. Q4. How did the Industrial Revolution transform copper mining? A4. The Industrial Revolution introduced technologies like steam engines and dynamite, significantly improving mining efficiency. It also brought advances in metallurgy, such as froth flotation, enhancing ore purity and yields. Q5. What were the global implications of copper mining during the era of industrialization? A5. The expansion of copper mining to the Americas and Africa impacted global trade, making copper a vital commodity in international markets. This era also saw the rise of labor movements as miners sought better working conditions. Q6. What are the environmental concerns associated with copper mining? A6. Large-scale copper mining operations have led to deforestation, soil erosion, and water pollution, raising concerns about sustainable mining practices. These environmental impacts have been a focus, especially since the industrialization of copper mining. Q7. How has copper mining influenced technological developments? A7. Copper's properties, like high conductivity, have made it essential in electrical wiring, telecommunications, and construction. The demand for copper spurred technological innovations in these fields, as well as in mining and transportation technologies. Q8. What role did trade networks play in the history of copper mining? A8. Trade networks were crucial in transporting copper and tin from mines to different regions, fostering economic and cultural connections between civilizations. These networks facilitated the spread of copper usage and contributed to the economic power of regions rich in copper deposits. Q9. What was the role of copper in ancient coinage? A9. Copper was widely used in ancient coinage, facilitating trade and economic transactions. Its adoption for minting coins reflects its value and availability in ancient times. Q10. How has copper mining affected social structures in mining regions? A10. Copper mining has influenced social structures by creating mining communities and job opportunities. However, it also brought challenges like harsh working conditions, leading to the rise of labor movements advocating for miners' rights.